Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jane Twin, and it's the 8th of February today. And, well, I suppose you've all noticed by now that I'm not doing for brewery, because this is only my second brew in a week. I much prefer to chip in on Simon's brews, actually, when he thinks about the topic. That's SM2N. And I think I'll keep doing that. It's quite fun. It was one of those brews last night. The topic yesterday was about the Winter Olympics, will we be watching? And it was the mention of the town of Sochi, where the Olympics are being held, that brought back memories. One about where we were allowed to travel when I was a child growing up in East Germany, and the other one about the Olympics and sports in general. And, well, I thought to celebrate the start of the Olympics, seeing as I won't be doing anything else with it, I might as well start with the latter. When I was growing up, the Olympics and World Championships, European Championships, that sort of thing, anywhere where our athletes competed, basically, were a really big deal. But in particular, I remember the Olympics being a very big deal. I still sort of remember, I have vague memories of the mascots from the various places, so that we must have known a lot about this then, and I think it was there were several reasons why we ended up watching a lot of the Olympics, partly because there was a lot being made of this in the newspapers. This was it was good news, of course, because we had so many athletes competing in almost every sport that's going at the Olympics, if not every single one. I suppose East Germany was quite lucky in its topography, so that there was a provision for water sports, obviously, you know, any type of athletic activity, but also winter sports. So athletes could train in almost anything, really. And they did. And the other thing is, they were very good at it. They were all competing for medals, if not the gold medal. And of course, that made watching it so much more interesting for the population. You know, if you're competing at the top, but also it provided, you know, politically, it was a gold mine, because it showed the world, look, here's this very small socialist country, but look how good we are. You know, we are world class. And, you know, as a PR exercise, it was absolutely superb, because it really put East Germany on the world map. The other thing was, of course, for the Olympics, you know, with the five rings, this whole, you know, as an image, well, we were always told it was all about the cooperation between nations and collaboration and friendship, and everybody gets on with each other all over the world. Those kind of messages were being brought to the population, and this was something that I very much remember. I still have children's books now. I've just seen them again because I've been reading them with my children, that are very much the same about being friends with all nations. Of course, in detail, if we individual would have wanted to be friends with someone in a capitalist country, I don't think that would have gone down very well. But in general, yes, the GDR wanted to be friends with other nations. So there was that aspect as well to the Olympics. And I remember ending up watching a lot of it. I don't particularly enjoy, I don't know how to phrase this really, but the ones that I enjoyed watching were probably more sort of the more beautiful ones. So ice skating I very much enjoyed, synchronized swimming, diving, something where you got something different every time, something where they were just running or just swimming didn't really interest me that much. You know, just a pure race, I didn't like that much. But yeah, I remember it was all very very feverish, and we were all supporting our athletes, etc. And the thing is, these people were stars. We all knew their names. We only had two TV channels and I suppose only one big newspaper, so you couldn't really get away from this. But their names were known all over the country, and they were held in very high esteem. Perhaps very much like, well, it's the same in West Germany, really, where Boris Becker and Steffi Graf, at the highest of their fame, were idolized, and Michael Schumacher still very, everyone's very fond of him, even if they don't watch motorsport. But these athletes, and you know, and they didn't have any bad publicity attached to them or anything. They were just really good, and they were sports people, and they were representing the country, and yeah. So they were heroes. For us, it also meant, it's actually, having said that, tennis. Yes, tennis was the one thing where we didn't have East German athletes, and I don't know why. I don't know whether because it was the West Germans were so good, or whether they simply couldn't find anyone, because otherwise, we had Christine Otto, who was a swimmer, and well, she was actually one of the ones that I remember subsequently when the whole thing came out, why our athletes were top class, because they were absolutely doped, and we didn't know, they didn't know, apparently they were just given what they thought were vitamins and things, and Christine Otto was actually she was a swimmer, and she's now a TV show host, and she's still got this really deep voice, and she did at the time as well, and my dad would always joke, because she was very tall, and she basically had the physique of a man. My dad always joked that she was growing hairs on her chest, but yeah, we found out that she was one of the ones who were doped, I don't know about Katarina Witt, but we know from what, and she was a figure skating champion several times over, I don't know what she said, but I know that she talked about the training routine, and that was absolutely grueling. So they did push them very, very hard, as well as dope them. So yeah, I don't know what happened with the tennis, but I do know that they were always scouting for talent. I went with a friend once to tennis. There weren't that many tennis courts anyway, and we just wanted to play a little bit of tennis, because if it involves a ball and a racket, then I quite enjoy that sport. Generally, so we just wanted to go and play a bit of tennis, the thing is, I have always absolutely hated running, and the first thing the coach made us do when we arrived was to run around the court. I suppose this was meant as a sort of a warming up exercise, but I thought, well, if I wanted to run, I'd just go and run. I'm here to play tennis so that I don't notice that I'm running. Well, the coach then said that my friend had a particular aptitude and wanted to enlist her, which would have meant training every single day, and she wasn't keen on that. So there wasn't really, I got the impression you couldn't just play sports for your enjoyment, even though there was a very great emphasis on keeping fit, as there is in general and still is in Germany. A lot of people ride bicycles around the town, and there are far more cycleways than there are in Britain. So it makes it easier if you want to ride a bicycle. Somehow there were certain sports where, you know, once you got into a sport and there was a coach present, then they wanted to find talent and they would push that talent very hard. So I thought that was a bit strange that the facilities weren't really available to anyone who just wants to kick a ball around, sort of. So yes, and that was my experience of growing up. And we had PE, which I hated because we weren't allowed to do the sports we wanted to. Again, it's too much emphasis on running, jumping, and throwing things. Not the sports I enjoyed. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so thanks for listening.